Hey there, what is going on, guys? Jackal Jive here on the Jackal Jive podcast. Today is Sunday, April 8th, 2018. Had a really good weekend this weekend, did a lot of good things, connected with a ton of people. Overall, just a really, really good time. I spent a lot of the weekend also kind of planning out my spring and summer dates, which I'm going to be announcing to you guys very shortly, so stick tuned. You can also go check it out at www.jackaljive.com for all the latest show announcements. You can also follow me on Twitter at jackaljive to see what I'm up to there. And today I really wanted to talk about something that I've been a huge believer in, and that I a product that I'm really just feeling as has improved my my creative output over the past year, and that is I have the Google Pixel, and the Google Pixel is just an absolute beast of a phone, and I think Google really got it right, and I think that they really made a phone that is designed for creatives and you know, people who work in media and entertainment to really give a good experience, and they included some features that are just absolutely unparalleled with any other smartphone device out there that I have used, or I think that would really, you know, work for me as a DJ and as a music business professional. But the real reasons I really like the Google Pixel, I'm going to tell you guys here on this podcast, and I'm going to start from the top down, some of my favorite features, and the first feature there is the fact that they give you unlimited cloud storage into the Google Cloud Suite services, and I think that this is huge. Okay, I think that if you look at some other companies and what they're doing in terms of you know, how they are allotting their cloud storage space to its user base, you know, especially with Apple and its iCloud feature, is there's only a certain you know, there's only a certain memory space that you can fill before you have to either pay for extra space or figure out a different backup solution to the cloud for your documents and for all your files. So either maybe like Dropbox, you know, or another transfer site. But, you know, the fact that with the Google Pixel, you can upload unlimited, you know, to the Drive and to Google Photos is absolutely incredible. You know, I take a ton of video footage right from my phone. I take a ton of pictures. I do a lot of writing within Google Docs and, you know, some of their other suite services that I upload right into the Google Cloud. And the way that it's integrated is just so smooth and so sweet. And like I said, I mean, I have the 128 gigabyte model, you know, so if I ever needed to download stuff onto the phone itself, the storage is very good. 128 gigs is a lot of space, and I actually, I don't even know how much I've used, actually. I haven't even looked into that before I started this podcast here, but I don't even think I've touched, you know, half the capacity yet, you know, and I put a lot of music and a lot of other files here on my phone, but that's going to kind of lead into the second thing that I really, really like about the Google Pixel right now, which is the storage space. I mean, you know, they are one of the only phones right now that it's allowing you to have 128 gigabyte, you know, maximum storage space, which is really, really a good backup solution for DJs, I gotta say. And why I say this is one of the top features up there that I like is because I have a really good collection on my phone of some of the records that I spin out. So I have, like, you know, backup playlists and backup folders, and something that you can actually do is you can actually play off of you know, music off of your phone back into the record box system, you know, to use with the Pioneer CDJ and XDJ range, and that's something that's really, really interesting, and something that I've definitely been, you know, interested in doing, is, you know, having that backup there that I can either, you know, push over onto my iPad, maybe another iOS device, or, you know, just use it right on my phone here that I could, you know, actually play with over the players, and use that as a backup solution. I'm going to be talking about that on a future podcast, is how to use, you know, like an iPad or a phone to actually fully DJ off the CDJ range. It's actually a really intuitive feature that Pioneer included that lets you do that. But that's the second reason why I really like the Google Pixel phone, is because of the storage space. The storage space is just really high. I could put all the necessary files I need on there, and you know, they'll be there on the phone, right there on the local hard drive. It's really awesome. And then the third reason I'm really, really enjoying the Google Pixel experience is the camera. The camera is just so great, especially in low lighting settings. And, you know, when I'm out playing music and, you know, I'm out in the nightclub or whatever, I love having a camera that takes good pictures in low lighting settings. Because obviously when you go out to these venues and to these shows on the weekends, you know, a lot of the environment's a lot darker, the lighting isn't as vibrant. You really kind of need a camera that's going to be able to capture those moments, given the low lighting situation. And the Google Pixel just sticks out. I mean, if you ever really see some of the pictures I post, I always have been taking them with my phone recently, and the colors just pop. The depth of the image is very crisp and clear. I think that it's, you know, the angle is very wide. It gives you a really good perspective, you know, on the subject matter that you're shooting. And the video, you know, while we're talking about the camera, I mean, the video that it takes is just unreal as well. And I think that, you know, kind of going into what I was saying before about the cloud storage, I mean, you could transfer videos between your hard drive and your Google Photos cloud and you know, with the Google Videos very easily and very nicely. So you can have that ability to kind of, you know, kind of transfer your files out that way and, you know, make it a smooth experience without losing any of the quality, which I think is very, very important. And, you know, sometimes happens when you're trying to transfer video or picture files, you know, over to a desktop or a laptop or another device, is sometimes the codecs get interfered. So I think that it's really cool that the, you know, the Google services really kind of keep the quality intact, which is awesome. And, yeah, the Google Pixel, just an overall really, really solid phone for anybody who's, you know, doing DIY creative, things. You know, maybe you're an artist or a visual artist and, you know, you always have to, have a backup of your files on your phone, or, you know, like to, you know, make edits or, you know, sketch out ideas on your phone really quick with your fingers, or, you know, take a lot of pictures. And I think it's just, you know, there's just so many different applications. And for DJs right now, I just think it's a really smart move to have as your primary, you know, phone when you're out, because of all these features. And like I said, I mean, ever since I've had the Google Pixel in December of 2016, when the phone first premiered, I'm still on the original market release of the Pixel. I just haven't turned back. I've just really have thought that it's just given my creativity that extra edge and my product, you know, my productivity. And there's just so many, you know, different things. Not to mention, I really like the fact that you could do the screen split, something that you're not able to do in iOS. So you can have two apps going at once. So I like to have my email open and my calendar, and, you know, this way if I'm, you know, getting booking inquiries via my email, I could just flip through my calendar at the same time, you know, without having to go back and forth between the apps. And, you know, this has so many different other, you know, uses that can really improve your efficiency and effectiveness when you're using your phone. And I think it's really important. I mean, as we, you know, as we become on the go more and we, you know, we're relying less and less on actual, you know, laptops, and more of the work that we're doing is actually moving towards smartphones, I think it's really important for you to choose the right smartphone that's going to work into your workflow properly. This way that you can really use it as a powerful tool and, you know, just a good piece of equipment to, like, actually, you know, make good improvements in your career and make things happen more smoothly and effectively, you know, as opposed to a different phone that maybe you're not going to get a feature set that's really tailored for creators or for business professionals. And yeah, Google's doing it really well right now. And I just love the community around Team Pixel. I mean, it's very active on Reddit. You can see with the hashtag Team Pixel a lot. I mean, everybody's just trying to help each other out. You know, who is a user of this phone? And, you know, there's just some other things here. I'm going down the list that I have here. Oh, okay, here we go. USB Type-C. So the phone has a killer battery. It's absolutely amazing. It lasts a really long time. You know, this is just something that anybody could benefit from, you know, not just creators, I guess, is, you know, being able to have a really good battery life. But it's all because of the USB Type-C, you know, that a lot of devices have been moving towards now, especially, you know, some of the more high-end devices. And that's because it charges the device just so rapidly. You know, if you have the high-voltage USB to AC adapter and, you know, you go USB into the USB Type-C, I mean, the phone can charge, you know, close to 0 to 100 in, you know, maybe an hour. I mean, it's really, really interesting, and it's super, super fast. And this is awesome for people on the go like me. You know, sometimes I don't always have access, and I'm just relying on my phone battery all day. So that's, you know, something that's really, really important. And, yeah, the USB Type-C on the devices, you know, that's just something that we're seeing more and more, you know, on these smartphones. And I think that it was really well implemented here on the phone, on the Google Pixel. Like I said, I have the original market release, not the second one. So I don't believe that the second one, you know, has a headphone jack. I mean, that's a whole other conversation, you know, on why the company maybe decided to do that. But, you know, I really wanted to just keep it really sweet for you guys today. Keep it simple. You know, why I think the Google Pixel phone is just an awesome tool to have for, you know, for content creators, for creatives, for business professionals, you know, especially in entertainment. And, you know, these are some of the highlights and some of the overarching themes that I talk about in this podcast. And I've been just thinking a lot about how the Google Pixel phone has really just changed gears for me and has really just, you know, made my workflow, you know, when I'm away from my home and my studio, that much easier, and how many more opportunities it's really created for me because I've been using the phone in such a strategic, forward-thinking way. I've been using this phone in such a way that it's created opportunity and just created, you know, more ease in my life, you know, so that I have other, you know, time to work on other things. It's all about, you know, being effective with my time. So, yeah, guys, that's it for today on this Sunday, April 8th. I would love for you guys to hit me up on Twitter if you have any questions, at Jackal Jive. You could send me a message on there. As always, you could send me a voice message here on Anchor. You could download the Anchor app for free from both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. They also have a really good web desktop player. You know, if you're listening in via the web on Anchor, you can always listen to these podcasts on SoundCloud. I've actually been having trouble uploading some of the shorter episodes of the Jackal Jive podcast to MixCloud. I'm hoping I can get that fixed in the future, but some of the shorter ones will not appear on MixCloud. They'll only appear on the you know, the major podcast hosting sites that I mentioned here. At the end of each episode, so you can, you know, go check it out on Apple Podcast as well, every single episode. But that's going to end it up. That's going to wrap up this weekend. That's going to wrap up this Sunday, April 8th. Thank you guys so much. Jackal Jive out. One love. Peace.